played a number of offenses. What distinguishes Pat's offense,
and why has it been effective?
You know, a lot of things. I think he's a great play caller. I think we have a lot of weapons. You know, a lot of different styles of weapons that to use, and we're just having fun. Offensive line is playing really, really well. You know, I think we had a patchwork line today with Mike. You know, going down there. I think it was in the first half, but you know, I think they're playing really, really well. And when they play well, I think our team plays well.
Offensively, what's the difference in the first half and second half?
You know, I have to watch the film and look, but we just weren't executing. You know, had the turnover there, put our defense in a tough spot. But, you know, I think we made a few big plays on first and second down. They got the drives going there in the second half, and then obviously converting on third downs on the scoring drive. So, you know, it's a tough defense. Cleveland's got a tough defense. A great scheme. Greg Williams' scheme is a tough defense. So, you know, come out with a win against those guys and a tough, you know, traveling with some adverse situations, you know, you could say, you know, traveling to London to play. I think it's a big win for us.
Okay, last year with the Rams, how have you developed as a player since that game against the Giants?
I've developed a lot. You know, I think experience is priceless. So anytime I get to play, I use that as a learning experience. You know, I used last year here as a learning experience. Was able to figure out what the crowd was like, what the field was like, or what the pitch was like, and it was, you know, I think I've grown a lot.
Hey, so the third floor, you and Adam both were livid. I mean, you were throwing your towel around. Were they just letting the DBs play a little too much? Or?
You know, I'm pretty competitive, just like Adam, and you know, I should have thrown a better ball on that play, but yeah, you get heated in the moment sometimes, and you know. But, you know, they did a good job on a lot of third downs, keeping us, you know, knocking the ball down.
His touchdown was obviously awesome coverage, and he was throwing jumping jacks in the end zone there for a little bit. When did you get your eye over to him? Like, how many receivers did you look at before you saw him?
My read was on the other side and just, you know, wound up coming back to him on the little scramble drill. I'm glad I got it to him because he probably would have let me have it if I hadn't seen him and hadn't thrown the ball. I did a great job finding an open space and being in the right position.
You've had a couple of those scramble drills, you know, just today. What's the key to the communication between quarterback, receiver, and those type of situations?
Well, it's funny you use the word communication because I feel like it always is. And it's non-verbal, obviously, but it's me seeing where they're going. They see where I'm going. And just being able to find space, find areas. If it's man, being able to beat their man, because it's tough for those guys to cover when you're able to escape the pocket and hold onto the ball for a little bit longer. And with our guys, it's just about giving them a chance. You know, we made a couple of plays, got a couple penalties on a few scramble drills. So I think that's, you know, it's a good weapon for us.
Or is there some kind of rules built into that?
There's some rules, but a lot of it is them playing football and me finding them. But, you know, you got to give it to the O-line credit for me being able to escape the pocket too. So, you know, it's playing football.
Did the pass interference Thielen in the end zone, was that off a scramble?
Yeah, it was a, you know, designed scramble. Yeah, well, he had his soccer celebration going. So, you know, maybe he had a working on his flop too, or – you know, but no, I don't know. I mean, I think that was a good call.
Coach mentioned the pitch as being quite slippery. Does that ever affect your play calling at all, what you can actually run?
You know, I think it might. You know, just like weather, you know, affects sometimes whether the ball gets wet. You know, I think our guys did a good job, though, you know, picking out the right cleats to wear. That's really more important is finding what cleats work. It seems like fields over here are a little bit different than what we're used to playing on. So we were able to come out Saturday and kind of move around a little bit and see what it feels like and, you know, adjust accordingly.
Yeah, was the pitch any different this year to last?
I actually, you know, for me, I don't run and cut, you know, as hard as some of those guys do. But I think it was a little better this year. The weather was great today. I mean, it was awesome. You know, I don't know what it's like normally this time of year, but it was a great day to play a football game today.
How helpful were all the yards that the running backs got for you today in the passing game?
They were great. The checkdowns we had, it's basically like a run game. It's a short pass and they're able to run. So I think Jet Davis did a great job out of the backfield.
Case, you've been a lot of places, a lot of circumstances, a lot of situations throughout your career.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about dealing with that uncertainty of, is there a next week? When will that next week come? What's the next opportunity going to be?
Man, for me, I just, I take it a week at a time, and I'm playing a game that I love to play. And, as a kid growing up, I couldn't have even imagined getting to come to London to play an NFL football game. That's a dream come true as a kid. So to come over here to see the sights, to play in front of a really cool crowd in an incredible rugby stadium, it's a blast. So I don't think too much about the big picture of things. I take it a week at a time, and I'm loving what I'm doing.
Last couple.
Good. Thanks, guys.